So it's Free Radio Santa Cruz, Bathrobes, Beers, Broadside Showtime again. Today is April 16th, 2026, if you are with me on that day. Otherwise, you're listening to this on an archive, likely, which is just as well. And we are going to be flashing back to August 2nd, 1998. I must warn you, you probably should be careful about wearing earphones listening to this show because the volume fluctuates, I wouldn't say wildly, but definitively. Some places it's rather too quiet, and in other places it's rather too loud, but you can hear both of them provided your finger's on the proper knob to dial the appropriate volume for that particular section. We begin by, I guess, a segment from, I'm not sure if it's the conclusion of, the prior show, probably in late July of 1998, of the Monterey Assembly of the California Association of Broadcasters, which is sort of a establishment a group that sneers at, looks very, with some hostility on the micropower radio, particularly the pirate radio folks that we were at that time, broadcasting without apology, explanation, or much actual funding on the, it was 96.3 at that time, although earlier was 89.7, I'm not sure, but thereabouts. You get to hear the association and the various coverage that we did in Monterey of our critique of them. We did a protest of their meeting because we didn't like the influence they were having on the FCC. We also have the discussion by Phil Baer, who's still with us in 2026. Back in 1998, he was a Beach Flats resident who was fighting the Third Street realignment, which was going to, had it gone through, and it would impact a lot of people, but it was fought back in the November 1998 election, where we elected what we thought was a progressive city council, and on the Beach Flats issue, at least, it did stop that realignment, which would have meant demolition of a lot of houses, essentially in favor of more luxury developments, hotels, beach boardwalk expansion, and so forth. You'll hear about that. Then you get to hear Phil, I should say B.E. Smith, who is an attorney and a cannabis grower from Northern California, just 2 years after the proposition passed that decriminalized marijuana for at least medical purposes in California. I guess it was 215, Proposition 215, if I'm not mistaken. B.E. Smith pioneered the Take Me to a Magistrate defense, which he talks about in length, suggesting that we used it sparingly here in Santa Cruz. When you're found to be charged with an infraction, you immediately request, instead of signing to agree to go to court, you say, I'll be happy to sign once you take me to a magistrate, as provided for at that time in the California Code. The California Criminal Code, Penal Code, I guess. And so I can show that in my belief there was not probable cause for this particular citation. I don't have to waste my time committing myself under penalty of perjury or penalty of a fine or another more serious charge of failing to appear in court if I sign and then don't appear for some reason. You're taking up my time. You get paid for it. If you're talking to a police officer, I don't. Then we have James Mason of Free Radio Monterey. I interview him. He showed up at the California Association of Broadcasters protest, or the protest against them. And finally, Wanda Knight, who's still a local activist, African-American woman who lives in, I think she's in Boulder Creek, I'm not sure. She was involved in a case I remember. The Seaside harassment case, the Seaside Company harassment case, where, she will go into the beginning of it. You have to look through earlier editions of Bathrobes, Beers, Broadsides to, or editions around that time. You can probably find her discussion of it. There's a lot packed into this show, so I'll just let her rip after, of course, a little bit of theme song. ¶¶
tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine.